Hello, good people. How has everything been going? It has been a great week so far. I have been working hard on my research for my dissertation. It is exciting and stressful all at the same time, but I'm getting it done. So that is that. Well, I would like to thank you all for joining me every week with this podcast experience. It has certainly been a treat. And this is our final episode for season one. Yay! We did it. Yes, we completed 12 episodes of Everything But the Lesson Plan. I have had some amazing guests, and I would like to thank them for helping me create such a memorable experience. You did that. I am super excited, y'all, about season two and the topics we will share. So please keep connected with us. Why? Because it's coming in hot. Yes, I wanted to end the season taking a look at education around the world. Sometimes we can work in our silos. I think there's always opportunity for us to learn from others. Yes, what are other people doing? What are some of the best practices across the world? Well, let's jump into this. We're going to start with Finland. It borders Sweden to the northwest, Norway to the north, and Russia to the east. Finland has been known, if you've been doing your research, it has been known for their stellar education system. But why? What makes them great? Well, this country is making everyone else do their homework. Yes, they understand the assignment. So, intrigued. Tell me more, Finland. What you doing over there? Well, what I found out was this. They do not rely heavily on standardized tests. Drop the mic. Where's the mic at so I can drop it? Okay, that wasn't a mic, but you get the point. Yes, that's not really a thing there. As a matter of fact, they have one major standardized test, and that is the National Matriculation Examination. Yes, say what? Say less. It consists of four exams: language, mathematics, foreign language. What else did they say? General studies. Okay, was that four? Oh, and a second national language as well. So, and they do humanities and science as well. But really, their general education students, they're just required to complete the matriculation exam to secure their certificate. That's it. Instead of a bunch of standardized tests, they have an educational goal to support students' growth towards humanity and becoming an ethically responsible member of society and have the life skills needed. Y'all better do it over there, Finland. Now, let's stop and pause because I don't want the rumors to get started and I don't want to get canceled within my first season. I did not say they do not test students. Do your research. I said they had very few standardized tests. Yes, they do test their students in different subjects, but it's not a lot of pressure on the state, on the mandated standardized testing. So let that sit in for a second. Let's let that sink in for a minute. What type of educational experience is provided for the students when the focus is based around humanity, life skills, and ethics, and not testing? As an educator, how would your job be different if you did not have the pressure of high-stake testing? Ponder on that. All right. Well, now let's go on over here. This place has flexible school hours. And I'm going to mess up this name, but whatever. Gymnasium Asdorf. And it is in Germany. Okay. Asdorf is located near the border triangle of Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands. So what are they doing over there? Yep, I told you. Flexible school hours. What the what? Flexible school hours. Their secondary school has changed their start time from a fixed start time, which is a conventional system, which we typically do over here in America, which is what, you know, I mean, this is just what we do. But they have a flexible start time for their older students. What? Okay. The students get to choose when, what time they attend school. Mm-mm. I don't know about that one. We're going to have to get them tardy stations ready. You get to choose. Okay, so let's think about it. In a time where a number of people are suffering from sleep deprivation, studies show that teenagers suffer the most. I think about my teenager. When I was doing some of the research, I was like, let me think about my teenager. On a non-school night, she can stay up to 11 and it dang on 2 o'clock in the morning and then wake up at 11 o'clock or noon. That wasn't happening in my household. Back in the day, waking up at 10 or 11 was just never an option. On Saturday morning, my mama, you would be good if you could sleep in till 8:30, because my mama was coming in there to wake you up because it was time for you to get them chores done. House had to be clean by noon. Okay. Really by 10:30. She just wanted that house clean because then we had to go do grocery shopping. So, these kids get their sleep, but at different times, right? So how has this sleep issue affected our children? They're just very tired. At our high school, and where my child goes to school, school starts at 7:10. A.M. That means she has to be up around 5:30 so she can get to a bus stop at 6 o'clock, right? Me and her are leaving together. How is a first period class at 7 o'clock in the morning? That's something to think about. I could think about statistics class at 7 a.m. What are we doing with these numbers this early? But schools are making it happen. So should we think about it and think about what Azov High School is doing? They actually won an award for innovation teaching methods in 2013 because of their flexible start time. Their seniors could decide whether they start at 8 o'clock or 8:50 on a daily basis by attending or skipping their self-study period. For our schools in America, this is called our study time, our collaboration time, homeroom, or advisement. That's how they're doing it. So those kids can either say, I'm going to go to advisement or I'm not going to advisement. And they must have a daily advisement or homeroom schedule. And so they can choose to sleep in a little bit. Okay. Should school systems and educational systems around the world take another look at this start time and how it impacts teachers and student experiences? Something to think about. Yes. Now, our last around the world, we're going to land right back over here in the good USA. Yes. America. What have we been up to lately? Well, I found out in several states, they are embracing this best practice, this class, actually, financial literacy in the high school curriculum. Give money. Give money. Yes. 22 states now require high school financial literacy course. Say what? That is definitely a win. Like, if I could start all over again and go back to high school, I'm definitely saving a little bit from my check when I worked at that daycare center after school. But I didn't understand it back then. And I didn't have a class back then that taught money management. So think about yourself. Where would you be now if you would have had those skills in high school? This new financial literacy class is covering stuff like balance in a checkbook. I wasn't too excited about that part because these kids, They're not writing checks. They're sending Cash Apps and Zelles and Apple Pays and things like that. So I'm going to need for the financial literacy class to add that into the curriculum, appropriate ways and how to use that, because you can get scammed a lot with that, with those tools. So, but they also are teaching basic principles of money management, general spending practices, how to manage your debt, understanding federal and state and finance, state finances and laws, how to do billing, talking about inheritance. Y'all better stop playing, okay? Y'all better have this financial literacy in all 50 states. Why? Because the American average, the average American household has a debt around $101,000. And that was that by the end of 2022, according to Motley Fool's. The saving rate is 4.6%. We're spending more and saving less. And y'all know what? We can do better. We can break the cycle by making sure our kids understand money. So I am loving how we're educating our students around the world. I think it's great to learn from others. There's so many best practices. Season two, we'll cover some more best practices around the world. I do remember during the pandemic, I was doing YouTube at that time, and I did an interview with a teacher in Spain, and it was just quite the conversation about education. And we just learned a lot about her system, my system, what was the same, what was different. And I'll put that interview in the show notes so you can watch that. But always learn from others. I've always been able to take resources that I've seen used around the world and bring some of those tools back to the classroom, or concepts or ways of doing things. So don't limit yourself to the area that you're in. Step outside of that box. This is a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Season one is in the book. This was the last episode. I have enjoyed it. This is number 12, Significant to Thrive 12, the company that we house everything but the lesson plan and other companies under. And what is Thrive 12? Well, you know, my vision for this company, Thrive 12, is to bring resources, content, and community of educators together to support educators around the world 12 months of the year. When we're on break, I still want to help y'all. I want to help you thrive. The birth of this podcast, Everything But the Lesson Plan, is another avenue to make sure that I reach you. You can count on me and my guests to provide you with resources that will support you in and out of the classroom. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this. I truly appreciate it. I will be taking the next 3 weeks off. I need a break, y'all. It takes a lot to write this, but it's go okay. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to get my thoughts together. I'm going to debrief. I'm going to get ready for season two. We already have our speakers lined up for season two. And I'm going to tell y'all something. You do not want to miss season two. Stay tuned. It will definitely be epic. Please don't forget about our website. You can always check us out at www.thrive12.com. I also have a store that you can order and purchase some of our educational resources. We're on social media. I will be posting a lot these next 3 weeks. Since I don't have to write the podcast, I will be sharing other resources. So get connected with us. All of that is in the show notes as well. Share, subscribe, and rate this podcast. This really helps support our growth when you do this. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you guys to enjoy the rest of your week. I will talk to you in 3 weeks. Keep thriving. This is Francesca Thompson, the host of Everything But the Lesson Plan. Peace, love, and happiness.